Have you ever stopped to consider this question? Why would a holy, righteous God choose to bless any human? Why would God shower any human being with his blessings? It certainly cannot be because we deserve it, because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. To think about this from another perspective, why would God choose to give so many blessings to Israel? Israel has rejected God's ways ever since her inception. She's been a rebellious nation, an idolatrous nation, and an immoral nation. Israel was responsible for killing Jesus Christ. What possible reason could God have for still wanting to bless Israel? The answer to these questions is found in part in this very psalm. Now, you may notice from the superscription that this psalm was written for the choir director, which means it was to be publicly communicated. We also may observe that this is a song, and it was to be accompanied by stringed instruments, and the stringed instruments were known to play soothing music, so we may expect that this will be a soothing psalm. So this psalm was to be publicly taught, publicly played, and publicly sung. And what we learn in this psalm is a great deal about the grace of God. We learn why God graciously blesses people. And the point of the psalm is this: the reason why God graciously blesses his people is so that others will fear God and be drawn to his word. Now, when God blesses his people, there's no question that his people greatly benefit because they are the recipients of his blessings. They receive wonderful things to enjoy, but God has another reason for blessing his people, and that is to bring others to the point where they will fear him and be drawn to him. When other people see God's hand of blessing, they will want to be part of it, and as a result, some will desire to get into a right relationship with God. So the theme of the psalm comes from verse 1. Notice how verse 1 begins. God, be gracious to us and bless us. It's very possible that this is a psalm of David, but regardless, this is a psalm in which someone asked God to bless Israel. Carefully notice the basis for the blessing request, and it's God's grace. The grace of God becomes the foundation for every blessing of God. God does not owe any human his blessings. In fact, when Adam and Eve sinned, what he actually owed them was death. But in pure grace, he let them live, and then he blessed them in many ways. Grace is the foundation for any blessing we have. Grace saves us. Grace forgives sin. Grace gives us blessing. Until one has experienced God's grace, he cannot experience God's blessing. There's no reason or no question that God promises to reward faithfulness, but even this is purely God's grace. The very fact that he rewards faithfulness means the avenue most take is the avenue of unfaithfulness. The path of unfaithfulness is one we all have been on many, many times. When God promises to reward faithfulness, he obviously assumes that this will motivate some of his people to get off the path of unfaithfulness. So it is pure grace that offers many blessings. The idea in verse 1 of God shining his face upon us was the idea of God looking favorably on Israel and shining forth his blessings, prosperity, posterity, protection, and provisions. What this psalm does is ask God to pour out his blessings on Israel by his grace. Any blessings we receive are blessings we do not merit or deserve. So the remainder of the psalm gives reasons why David asked God for his blessings. When God blesses his people, it makes a statement about God's ways. Look at verse 2. That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. When nations see God's blessing Israel, they realize that Israel as a nation is walking in the right ways of God, and therefore that has led to his blessings. God's way is made known by those who have experienced his grace. When God blesses us, it communicates to others that when you pursue the ways of God, you too may receive the blessings of God. And when God blesses his people, it makes a statement about God's salvation. And when he blesses his people, it says to others, those people are in a right relationship with God. Blessings are a testimony that people need to get into a right relationship with the Lord. One of the great witness statements for the need of salvation is the blessings of God. When other people on earth see that God is blessing Israel, it testifies that they need to get into a right relationship with God so they may experience his blessings. Paul says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, we should be people who demonstrate an enjoyment for life so that others will want the salvation we have. Unfortunately, many Christians do not demonstrate a joy for anything. And when God blesses his people, it promotes praise among people. Look at verses 3 and the first part of verse 4. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. The particular Hebrew word for people in verse 3 is one that emphasizes a collected, related group such as a race or family or relatives. Verse 3 appears to me to emphasize that when God blesses his people, it causes all people of God to praise God. And the truth is, when God does bless Israel, all the people of God will praise God for it. One commentator observed, the more we offer praise to God, the more we are blessed by God. People who are right with God will have a sense that this is from God, and they will be moved to offer praise to God. According to verse 4, when God blesses Israel, other nations will also be led to praise God. Be glad, not jealous. They'll sing for joy. During the millennium, there'll be a time when Israel will experience all the blessings of God, and all the nations of the earth will rejoice at this. And then God, when he blesses his people, it's a statement about righteous judgment. Look at the second part of verse 4. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Selah. When God blesses those who are right with God, it also means he's judging those who are not right with him. Those who are right with him are getting his blessings, and those who are not getting his blessings. The eschatological or future point here is that when God blesses Israel, God will be on earth in the person of Jesus Christ and be pouring out all his upright judgments. And when God blesses his people, it gives guidance to the nations. When God blesses his people, it guides people in the way they ought to be moving. God's blessings say to all of us, walk this way, for this is the way of my blessings. And Selah is to stop and think about it. When God blesses his people, all people praise God. Look at verses 5 and 6. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. Look carefully at verse 6. All people praise God when God blesses his people because they benefit too, because the earth has yielded its produce. This is obviously a promised land matter. In other words, during the kingdom, when Israel is being blessed, the whole earth will be blessed with millennial blessing. And then when God blesses his people, it promotes a fear of God. Verse 7. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. The blessings of God should promote a reverence toward God. People should stand in awe of what God has done and what God is doing. What is so tragic these days is that many have experienced God's grace, do not have a reverent awe of God. People today can go to church, see a circus, and as a result, there's no reverence or fear for God. It's no wonder the world does not stand in awe of God. The blessings of God should result in a true fear of God. Here's something to consider. None of us deserves the blessings of God, and all blessings stem from his grace. And as we pursue the true, pure ways of God, we will experience more of his blessings. As we experience the blessings of God, we should be glad and praise God. And as we experience the blessings of God, we should be a witness for the greatness of God. And as we experience the blessings of God, we should bow in reverential fear before God.